Welcome to the Commonwealth Minute. Here's your host, Richard Nelson.
During the COVID pandemic, businesses were forced to shut down and lay off employees due to government mandates. This led to unemployment offices across the country being bombarded with millions of unemployment claims. And now, months after billions of government dollars were handed out, a new report has found that $8.5 billion were paid to fraudulent claims in the state of Michigan. Other states have reported similar fraud. But should we be at all surprised when the government becomes a cash cow and doles out money hand over fist? Internal government controls are often non-existent, which leads to such exploitation and abuse. And in the end, it's not ultimately the government who suffers, but it's the taxpayers who are left to clean up the mess and to foot the bill.
Find us on Facebook and Twitter at CPC4Kentucky and on the web at commonwealthpolicycenter.org.